So brave, Hamas terror leader praises courageous Australian Prime Minister Albanese on Palestinian statehood call. By Simon Kent on August 13, 2025. Australia's decision to recognise a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly next month was applauded Wednesday by the Hamas terrorist group, with a top official praising the courageous decision made by left-wing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Hamas co-founder Sheikh Hassan Youssef set out his delight in a statement to the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. This position reflects political courage and a commitment to the values of justice and the right of peoples to self-determination. We call on all countries, especially those that believe in freedom and human dignity, to follow Australia's example and translate their positions into practical steps to support the Palestinian people and end their suffering under occupation. Committed globalist Albanese announced the move on Monday, following declarations by other leftist leaderships in France, the United Kingdom, Canada. They too will rush to recognize a Palestinian state, as Breitbart News reported. Sheikh Hassan Youssef's statement was later added to by another Hamas terrorist official who told national broadcaster ABC. The terror group applauded the Albanese government's decision to recognize a Palestinian state, adding, "While recognition has come late, better late than never." Such a move reflects a growing global awareness of the necessity to end the injustice suffered by our people for decades, Hamas media director Ismail Al-Thaabta said. "We call on the Australian government to translate this recognition into concrete actions by exerting diplomatic pressure to end the Israeli occupation." Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar mocked Albanese after the Hamas embrace of Australia's new policy of appeasement for terror organizations. He took to social media and noted the terror group loves Labour Prime Minister Albanese, along with a screenshot of an article on the Hamas praise. Others in Israel were quick to add their voices also. Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell further accused Albanese of being detached from reality, according to the Australian Financial Review. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.